This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Illinois Specialty Crops, Agritourism, Organic Conference, and Trade Show is happening this week in Springfield. Fruits, herbs, vegetables, and emerging issues will all be on the agenda. And manager of the Illinois Specialty Growers Association, Jim Fraley, has the details.
Exciting is probably a good word for this because it's my first time hosting this conference, and to say that I'm excited, well, that could be an understatement, Katie.
I'm sure there's been a lot of work gone into planning this and a little bit of a learning curve for you if it's your first year.
It has been, but my predecessor, Diane Handley, has left unbelievably good notes, and so we've been working from there, and plus we're blessed with having a great program committee of people that are very close to the industry and have done a great job with these tracks that we have that are really pulled together so nicely, and I'm really excited about the conference and what we've pulled together here.
Well, we'll start by talking about the actual dates that it's going to take place on and the location.
Right. Well, it'll be here at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. That's January 11th through Friday the 13th. So we start Wednesday with some pre-conference workshops, and those are always proved to be pretty popular. They're going to focus on cover crops, digital marketing, growing and marketing. We kind of highlight a special crop every year, and this year it's tomatoes and peppers. And looking at some irrigation systems is another track, and then hearing from farmers who have received grants through the Sustainable Ag Research and Education Foundation with this called the SARE program, and it's worked out really well for many Illinois farmers, and you're going to hear how they use these funds. So that's all going on Wednesday. And, of course, we got a full slate of workshops on Thursday and Friday, as well as a 70 exhibit hall.
Pretty impressive. I was looking at the list for the exhibitors for the trade show, and literally anything and everything that has to do with specialty growers or even just agriculture, there is a booth there, and you can find somebody to talk to.
That's right. I mean, we have, packaging companies that specialize in specialized crop that might be needs for packages for tomatoes, sweet corn, peppers. A lot of these packages are pretty neat because they these plastic bins fold into almost nothing, and then they expand to be big, large bushel type bins. So that's pretty neat to see that. We have fertilizer companies, especially seed companies, some state agencies that can help you, irrigation companies. Matter of fact, we have a greenhouse company that will help you with any of your greenhouse needs. I've used them for a good, nice little Christmas present this year. That was kind of an interesting exchange there. And then a lot of agencies that can help you either with grant money or help you market your products. So just, you can wander through and find anything from soup to nuts there, because you'll see equipment manufacturers that cater to the specialty crop industry, and it's just a real big part of our conference that has been, really, if people just want to come to the trade show, they can do that as well.
Well, it's really an interesting industry because we think about Illinois agriculture, and often what comes to pops in your mind, the first thing you think of is corn and soybeans, because that's what lines the interstate up and down the state. But we also have a very large specialty crop industry based off of this conference, and they do have to market their products differently. They don't just take them to the elevator. Some of them go to farmers markets. Is there a trend in what's the most common way that they market the fruits and vegetables, or it really does it just vary by each individual operation?
Sure. Katie, what we're seeing is, you know, the fact that consumers want to make that connection with a farmer. They want to know about their food. They want to know where it's grown. And so we're seeing this just explosion of, you know, local food and making that connection with your farmer. And that's become very popular. Now, the thing is, there are a lot of people that grow sweet corn, green beans, tomatoes, that sort of thing. But what's interesting is when I talk to retailers that are looking for product, one of them used the term, the weirder, the better, you know, and, you know, different colored tomatoes, heirloom products, you know, a certain type of an odd vegetable. Two or three years ago, nobody heard of kale. Now everybody's into kale. Things like this, it's amazing the variety that is can be grown here in Illinois with the different climates. We're a real long state, you know, more than 300 miles long easily, and what grows well in the north might not grow well in the south, vice versa, you know, and our different climates or soil types are all specialized. Right here in central Illinois, for example, I drove by a field of pumpkins growing for the first time ever in that area of McLean County. And so everybody's really intrigued to watch that 160-acre pumpkin patch grow and then ultimately be harvested this fall. So, yeah, it is a wide variety throughout the state.
Well, I thought it was a really good point that you made that the state is so long that there really are different climates. It's colder up north, it's warmer down south, so that enables these producers to grow different products.
Yeah, like down in southern Illinois, we grow some peaches that, you know, do not tolerate very well in central and northern Illinois, but, you know, Calhoun County, for example, is a great peach-growing area of the state. We've got apple orchards down in southern Illinois, grapes that have done very, very well and developing a wine, a growing wine industry in southern Illinois. And one of the big things that really go hand-in-hand with some of these agricultural experiences is agritourism. And when we see fruit growers just selling everything from, you know, homemade apple pies and donuts to jams and then anything apple related at their farm, you know, hay rides and straw mazes and corn mazes, they're inviting people to the farm, and they're all leaving with armfuls of bounty from that farm. So it's not just always buying fruits, vegetables, products from the farm, but it's also that experience they're having with the farmer and being on the farm.
And I believe you do have people that are going to be at the conference with those experiences that are going to be speaking and also have booths on the trade show floor as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's really something that I've always admired about farmers and agriculture is, you know, they are always willing to share their story. What works on my farm? So that'll be a lot of those sessions. We have farmers that are have grown corn and soybeans their whole lives, and now they're brewers. And, you know, they're making their own brand of beer, and then they take that own brand of beer, and then they make food out of it. You know, a batter or some type of marinade that has their beer in it, and then selling it in their restaurant. So it's amazing how they're trying to squeeze every drop they can out of that product that they're growing, and it's just amazing the stories farmers have to tell, and they're always willing to share, you know, what worked on my farm and what didn't work on my farm. And, you know, those are the stories that farmers and their fellow specialty crop producers really enjoy.
Keeping it on the subject of beer and alcohol, I was reading on the agenda for the conference there is a cider contest. Are you still accepting entries, or kind of talk about some of the details of that contest?
Sure. Yeah, that's really, they take a lot of pride in their recipes on their farm as far as making their own cider and then marketing their product. And one of the highlights we have at the state fair and at our conference is an apple cider slushie. And this year, Bojo's Orchards down in southern Illinois will be providing the cider, and we make a slushie out of it, and it's quite a refreshing drink. Well, we have registration on Thursday morning for anybody who would like to provide some product for tasting. We need at least 2 gallons from you. And the judging will occur at 10 o'clock. And then that evening at our banquet on Thursday evening, we announce the winners. And it gets it's all a friendly competition, you know, but they do make quite a big to-do of the fact that, hey, I am the winner of the Illinois Cider Contest. And we really thank Dr. Elizabeth Wally from the U of I Extension, who has organized that for many years and continues to do so for us.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And as I already mentioned, there's something for every interest at the conference. So, Jim, if you don't have any final thoughts, maybe we'll wrap up with, again, the dates and location. And
sure.
Do folks need to pre-register, or can they just show up?
At this point, we just prefer them to show up and come to the conference. We can make a name badge for you, and we can accept credit cards, so it's very easy and convenient for you to do so. You know, if you just want to attend one day, or if you just want to attend the trade show, we can make those arrangements as well. But the conference will be held January 11th through the 13th. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it'll be at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. So hope to see you there, and bring a lot of pen and paper, because you're going to be wanting to take a lot of notes at this conference.
Jim Fraley with the Illinois Specialty Growers Association. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.